has shown us with others had an even greater impact. For me, that often means finding the courage to share my faith with others and not hide behind the idea that maybe this isn't the right time. It's like putting off watching the game film or the tape of the show. But the reality is, the areas of failure or imperfection are there. It's encouraging to have someone who understands, fights the same battles we all do, and is willing to watch your film with you. The time to do it is now, and this book, Jimmy Dykes, The Film Doesn't Lie, will challenge you, change you, and reveal a God who loves you deeply. I see Jimmy Dykes live with consistency, courage, compassion, empathy, and humility. He possesses a great awareness of the standard needed to find success. More accurately, how finding success is truly defined by giving our lives to Christ and what that looks like as we are going on our paths on a daily basis. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5 encourages us to examine ourselves to see whether we are in the faith. Jimmy's walk constantly encourages and challenges me to do that. I trust that you will be similarly inspired. Only by studying the film from the game will we be, in Jimmy's words, hard to guard. Rhys Davis joined ESPN in 1995 and was named the host for ESPN College Game Day, the network's flagship college football program, in February 2015. In addition, he is the prime host of the network's on-site coverage for both the college football playoff and the NCAA Men's Final Four. The host of ESPN's College Game Day basketball roadshow, he also calls Thursday night basketball games following the completion of the football season. Chapter 1. Evaluate Your Film. Any man's life will be filled with constant and unexpected encouragement if he makes up his mind to do his level best each day. Booker T. Washington. Writing this book has changed much of what I thought I knew about the direction of my life. What I truly value has been reorganized, and I now see differently. Areas I was blinded to, I can now see. What my heart pursues has been replaced by a new aim and a different target. The importance of how I treat others and lead my family has grabbed me by the shoulders and shaken my core. Words like forgiveness, obedience, balance, and toughness have a different meaning and effect on my life. I have greater awareness and a deeper understanding for phrases like surviving a drought, knowing God's voice, and guarding my tongue. A God I thought I knew met me in the quietness of my heart and revealed to me more clearly who He is. The need I had for Him has gone from conditional to desperate. The complacency in my life toward God has been exposed, and the self-centered mindset I have carried around my entire life has been weakened and redirected. Needless to say, I did not see this coming. My heart desires a faith that is so tested, so proven, and so authentic that all of hell cannot shake it. I'm not there yet, but I am certain of where I'm trying to go. I have learned through the School of Hard Knocks that the only way lasting change can ever come about is by a constant submission to God. Whatever amount of will, grit, discipline, or toughness I tried to muster up in the past to bring change into my life is now secondary to knowing that only God, and making myself humble before Him, will produce the changes I so desperately need. I have not won the battle in any area. I am making strides, gaining ground, and taking steps forward, but I have not won. My focus is on improving, and that will remain an ongoing process throughout the rest of my life. Like many of you who have picked up this book, I simply desire to get better at how I live life. Over the past 25 years of my broadcasting career with ESPN, I have seen unlimited examples of teams and individuals with that same goal. They are striving to improve at what they do. Simply getting better is easy to write and easy to say, but is difficult to do. The discipline, determination, and energy that it takes to pull it off is unique, but it's common ground to those who rise above the norm. Every winning team, high-achieving individual, thriving company, or difference-making organization I have ever been around for any length of time has one thing in common. They are driven by an unquenchable thirst to get better.